percolate on a particular mix of odd and inspiring news headlines in Wendy's Coffee House. Newsmakers with a penchant for the unknown, unexplained, and unusual share their experiences with UFOs, ghost encounters, near-death experiences, and more for your own unique blend of Wendy's Coffee House Curious.
Wendy's Coffee House, disclaimer, just in case you think we have an agenda. I don't reflect anybody's views. Okay, these are totally my own. Well, most of them. Then my imaginary friends also chime in occasionally, so we're off and running. Coffee? Thank you. Starbucks was closed. Oh. Withdrawal. Well, fortunately, Cody Lee's here, and she said, we've got coffee. I'm like, thank you. I do tea, too, but, you know, sometimes on a Saturday morning when it's like this, I really prefer having that little extra jolt of awareness, a wake-up call. And wow, it was great UFO news this week. All sorts of stuff just out of the woodwork. But first, we're going to go to the Turkey, the Butterball Hotline. It's kind of a leftover, because you probably are still, well, if you're like us. There's a lot of turkey to go around. The best calls, just the quick highlight, the turkey in the hot tub. Can you thaw a turkey in a hot tub? That's when you go, OMG. Whoa. Got a live one on the line. So no, that was Thanksgiving save for that one. The other one, apparently they had a big snowstorm and a power was out at the same time and the kids threw the turkey out in the snow to save it. And she called and she's like, well, the grandma, I can't find the turkey. So she sent the kids out to go dig for the turkey in the snow and figure out where the heck they had put that thing. Eventually, they said they found it. And so she was able to give grandma advice on how to cook it. Thanksgiving saved there. And then the other one, I'm turning the oven on. It keeps turning off. And apparently the dog jumped up and turned it off and on. The dog was like, oh, cool, a new game. And then the other one, the woman who's called from the closet, out of earshot. Can you hear me? I've never cooked a turkey. My mother-in-law's convinced I can't cook. And I can't, but I want to do it. So she walked her through it. You hope these are true. And then again, you hope they aren't. Because that's kind of frightening. All right, UFO. You could live anywhere in this UFO houseboat. This, I'm going to post it on Wendy's Coffee House, okay, .com. This is a really cool picture. UFO-shaped houseboat. Now, it's $1.1 million. And I don't know if they're doing a Kickstarter. Oh, yeah, it is. Kickstarter. I wanted to make sure I had the right fundraiser. So anyway, and again, this stuff's posted on Wendy's Coffee House. Three-level structure, top operating as a party deck. Every UFO needs a party deck. Underwater levels can be used for residential and storage, stuff like that. Okay, don't get in trouble like the cruise ships do with the extra contaminants in the water. Okay, so make sure it doesn't talk about anything like that. Anyway, delivery helicopter. And the first delivery is expected in 2018. So get your name on that list because that's going to be fun. Santa's house is listed on Zillow. What? What? No evidence of elves in this photo. But it is listed. And they even show a little impressive map with the candy cane locating the house at the North Pole, apparently, up for grabs. Not going to go into that one any further. I do want to give a nod to the folks out in Gardner who made us famous this week. Apparently, they were trying to capture, there had been some kind of, you know, alerts about a mountain lion being in the area. Okay, so in order to track it down, Gardner Police Department had set up a cam, you know, that those wonderful little wildlife cams. And so there it was out there doing its job. And so when they went to review it, they found all sorts of wildlife images, but not the kind of wildlife. Okay, here's from the police department. I think it's on their Facebook page. Wildlife concerns. Gardner Police Department was contacted recently about concern over the possibility of a mountain lion being in the area. And in an effort to determine it, we deployed two trail cameras. We were glad to report over the time they were up, we did not see a mountain lion. However, we were surprised by some of the images the cameras did take. We have included a few of these for your review, and they're all over the internet now, so you can look at them. We're attempting to identify some of the wildlife and activity in these images. Okay, the little pranksters are dressed as gorillas and other assorted Halloween costumes. Ferris monsters, an old person with a walker. So anyway, they said, thank you to the citizens who noticed the cameras. Your effort and sense of humor are greatly appreciated. So that's a slam dunk with the camera. Okay, the other one that's making wildlife viral, the guy with the macaw. Mugshot. This is the best mugshot. This is hot off the press. The four-year-old macaw named Bird, appropriately. Bird knows. I am Bird. I'm Groot. Bird is in the photo. Instantly viral. And so he said what happened, Craig Buckner left Bird in a tree outside the courthouse. He was going in for an appearance, obviously. And it was an ongoing drug theft case. So what happened, he fell asleep waiting for his case to be called. Well, then he was taken for a drug urine test and failed. And he had to collect the bird, and that's when Bird got his photo. No word on whether Bird will be doing time, but he'll definitely be entertaining. And I just, Harry Potter school, this is a wizarding school inspired by Harry Potter. And this is the house is really, again, this is a, I'm going to post it on the website, divination room, they've got it, potion room, care of magical creatures in the laundry room. They've got that, he's got the house all mapped out for all of these little classes. And so 200 students. He says he's been working on it for about a year. He wants to awaken imagination in people. Well, that'll work. I'm already imagining this really fabulous house. It's not as big as you would hope. But he's got more than 300 wands that he's handcrafted. And it has a musical special effect, so you can test the wands. Anyway, like the music we just heard. So there you go. That's almost the end of it. We have the alien roundup here. Roswell, UFO breakthrough. Welder, this is another. They said that they have another report and more documentation of some kind somewhere, somehow. The individual interviewed was a welder by trade after the war, employed by the Roswell Air Force, welding jigs and fixtures for servicing aircraft. Okay. He told him that he was supposed to load a cutting torch. When they arrived at the crash, then they saw other things, supposedly the wreckage that was being put into cloth bags. And he said the craft skidded across the ground, came to a rest, nosed in a natural berm with a back slightly off ground. Describes it 25 by 26. Okay, I'm not going to do all that, but just to let you know. There's a breakthrough, another breakthrough. And then if you're not frightened by things that are wild and big and lion-like, the ranger who's on basically mannequin duty while the wildlife, a big lion, is coming up to sniff him. And the rest of the folks on the tour are diligently capturing every moment. You see the camera picture. Like the Minions movie where the little kid's sailing over and all the kids, you know, as the kid goes flying. All right, and the last little one is the Illuminati card. This is a game that's been out since 1994 that's been really, really prophetic. Check out the Charismatic Leader card. Whoa. Okay, so that's our little happy note of the day, and if we know where the aliens are now. First, the guy who went, I'm going to talk with Georgina Cannon coming up, past life, and all sorts of really cool stuff coming up. But first, the guy who came back, Chinese astronaut, who just, he was first ever astronaut, said he heard a mysterious knocking on his space capsule during his flight. Okay, knocking in space. That's going to get you going. And then they say, we know where the aliens are because we have discovered 620 miles beneath the surface of the Earth, two massive oceans. All right, we're homing in on them. We know they're there. Up next, we're going to find out if they had a past life, too. Dr. Georgina Cannon, up next on Wendy's Coffee House. Stick around.
Lights flickering, feeling an occasional draft. Afraid to go to the basement because it smells too ghastly. Let Eric's Energy do a whole house energy assessment to locate the energy draining skeletons in your closet. Install quality conventional solar, geothermal, or other energy-saving technologies for a happy, comfortable home. Call 816-537-5100 or visit us at ericsenergy.com. ericsenergy.com. That's ericsenergy.com.
Unchained. unwind at Rico's for lunch. Enjoy classic, tasteful Italian cuisine in a unique hideaway at the southeast quarter of College and Quivira. Ask about our daily lunch specials or enjoy a wood-fired pizza with a specialty salad. Our delicious lunch menu is complemented by a global wine selection, including 25 varietals served by the glass. Full menu featured at ricoskc.com. Join us for lunch weekdays at Rico's.
Wendy's Coffee House, 6 a.m. Saturday morning on Talk Radio KCMO. Coming up, my guest David Franklin Farkas told me about a situation where he was working in the psych ward. Patients were describing somebody they could see, but the doctors couldn't. David could see what they were describing. In 2004, he was in a training room watching somebody on stage when he saw a hole open up in the etheric matrix of the ceiling. So, in other words, we're going where few have ventured. With David Franklin Farkas, house healer, next time on Wendy's Coffee House. If you missed the show, catch the download podcast at wendyscoffeehouse.com.
When a nightlight speaks and only you can understand it, do you listen? Or pretend that your imagination is merely playing tricks? Talking to Nightlights is a revitalizing spiritual guide that follows a woman's inspirational journey to learn the power that can be harnessed by losing fear and suspending disbelief. Available now on Kindle and paperback at Amazon.com.
Come join us for some holiday cheer in Weston. Invite your friends to warm up in style by celebrating the tradition of high tea in Weston, Missouri. Stick out your pinky finger and join us December 3rd in the upstairs tea room above the Main Street Galleria for the yummy food, comfy chairs, and festive holiday decor. The Duchess of Bedford would be proud. Visit westonmo.com or download the Weston mobile app for details and check out our calendar for other special holiday events. Happy holidays from Weston.
Hey, baseball and softball moms and dads. Want to help your superstar stay in the game? BTL Academy just opened a brand new training and development center in Shawnee. Open to individuals and teams, the 17,000-square-foot indoor facility boasts a regulation-sized turf infield, plus plenty of room for hitting and long toss. Coaches know it takes year-round training to be an accomplished athlete. Check BTLacademy.com for a complete listing of skill camps, clinics, and indoor leagues. Compete in the BTL Indoor 6-on-6 Baseball or Softball League. Hitting, pitching, catching, and fielding. BTL private instructors are available to help players hone their skills and overcome any weaknesses in their game. In today's youth sports environment, there is no off-season. BTLacademy.com, because the game is played between the lines.
Mistletoe and holly and poinsettia are all poisonous to your pets. If your furry swallows these plants, get them to Rock Hill Pet Clinic in Brookside. Rock Hill Pet is a full-service small animal hospital with in-house lab services, digital radiology and ultrasound, even progressive techniques like laser therapy and acupuncture, all to help provide your pet with a happier, longer life. For the safety of your pets, keep pine needles picked up and don't let your pet drink water from the tree stand. Contact Rock Hill Pet Clinic at 816-333-0973 or visit rockhillpetclinic.com.
This is KCMO, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
You know what? I've got a guest. She's on the phone, but first I have to introduce her. And thank you. This is Wendy's Coffee House. If you miss any of the show, check it out, wendyscoffeehouse.com. My other interviews, all sorts of news headlines, that kind of stuff. I've tried to make sure I've linked everything. If I miss it, just let me know. In the meantime, we wanted to get into past lives because last time we were talking with the Kip and Tom about the Atlantean Chronicles, and it had to do with Kip's dad remembering a life lived in Atlantis, the time of Atlantis. And Atlantis was a starship, not what we're thinking of here, you know, as some kind of a continent or a city. It was a starship, and it was the size of a continent, so that could also come into play too. But the cool thing about that is that I thought, well, we go just a little bit further into it and talk with Georgina Cannon about past life regressions and getting into some of that. So, Georgina, can you hear me?
I can indeed.
Excellent. Thank you. I know you're up early. Hope you got your coffee.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm usually an early person anyway.
Perfect. I'm glad, because this is, for me, and I reference that alien thing because I am curious in terms of past life regressions, if anybody has had any really incredible memories that put them out of a place and time that we consider normal, for us, you know, Earth, all that. But I guess we need to go ahead and back up. And how did you get into doing past life regressions?
I was a journalist. I started off as a journalist in England and then came to Canada and was a journalist. But growing up in England, we're always used to the metaphysical. You know, we're always believing ghosts and fairies at the bottom of the garden. So none of it's a surprise. But when I happened upon a hypnosis class and started to learn hypnosis, I realized that that was the path to the subconscious. And, of course, the subconscious allows you to get into the metaphysical in a way that you can't normally by thinking it. So I then took my training from Henry Bolduc and Michael Newton, and the rest is history. I opened up a clinic and a school and have been doing this now for 22 years.
I was thrilled I saw your interview. I didn't have a chance to listen to it, but in perusing with Shirley MacLaine, you're talking, and I thought, okay. Did you get in any of her past life stuff?
She came up to the clinic at one point because, I don't know if you know, but I'm on her website from time to time as a host for one of her chats. And also occasionally I do host her radio show. She came up to my clinic at one point and she asked me to take her into a past life. And I thought, oh, no pressure here. Just a little.
Yeah, just a little.
And we started and she suddenly said, you know, your voice is getting in the way. I'm so used to doing this by myself. That please just leave me alone for a bit. So I never actually facilitated a past life session with her, but she certainly sat there for a while and went off on a journey by herself in my clinic.
I know how that goes. I have a friend who, when I went to check out some of this for myself, I had her sit there to keep me grounded so that I wouldn't get off too far into space. And it was an incredible, threw me out of body the whole nine yards, absolutely. But I don't think I could have done that if my friend hadn't been there, just, you know, keeping me in some way, shape, or form tethered. But
did you have a facilitator, or how did you do this?
With a hypnotherapist who's a shaman. And went in, and I knew I needed to kind of get into what was going on at that point. And the guides that I connected with were facilitating through the hypnotherapist, and I had a girlfriend there at the time because I wasn't sure about this whole thing.
Right.
And she sat beside me, and at one point, I was out of body looking at the whole thing from the corner of the room, and the therapist told, because she could sense me leave, and so she was wanting to touch me, and he said, no, don't touch, just let this thing play out. But it was a thing where they were this other non-physical thing was directing the whole thing, because that's what threw me out of my body. And it was just incredible. So just overview of, I know how some of those things, they don't always go the way you anticipate.
right. That's why the client or the person has to feel very safe with you and with themselves, no question. Yeah.
Well, with everything that you've gone through, with past lives, are there soulmates?
There are, but they are not what people think they are. Soulmates are people who are in this life who chose to come in to help you grow in some way, shape, or form. So it could be somebody who is really pleasurable, like the love of your life, or it could be an irascible neighbor or a bad teacher or an ex-husband or wife that's driving you crazy so that you learn forgiveness or you learn compassion. So people who are here to help you grow from a soul level are really the people that we're talking about when we talk about soulmates. And they can be in your life for a month or for years, but they come in to teach you something.
Okay, so it's almost like the minute they show up, things are going to happen and you're going to have to do your homework whether you like it or not.
Right, and it's not always unpleasant. Many times it is pleasant and sometimes lovely.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people have a wrong idea. They're searching the world for their soulmate that they think is going to keep them happy ever after. Maybe, maybe not.
You have the other book, Return Again. We'll talk about the Third Circle Protocol. That's the one that's coming out. But Return Again, and you actually coach people how to do your own past life regression. I thought that was excellent.
Yes, and with safety measures in it, of course. And people have responded very well to it. And what I do also there is to show them that we have a choice of whether we want to live in heaven or hell. Because there is such a place, and it's where you're living right now. And you can very easily choose whether your life is going to be pleasant or unpleasant. And actually, I get into that a bit further in the Third Circle Protocol. But really, we see what we look for. And if I use in the book an example of someone walking through a park and seeing a young couple sort of kissing and cuddling and making out on a park bench, and he growls at them and says, "Get yourself a room," whereas somebody else would walk past them and say, "How lovely," that they're obviously in love with each other and they're so kind to mm-hmm. each other. So, you know, we make our own heaven or hell.
So it's the attitude.
It's the attitude.
Go ahead.
It's the piece we choose to use of ourselves that makes us who we are and how we see our world.
So if you go into a past life and find a life where you're actually a little bit more pleasant, you could maybe draw on that to help you reframe the current?
Well, if you have a facilitator that's been well-trained, what happens is that you, when you finish each lifetime, you could look back over that life and see what the wisdom is that you can bring forward into your current life. What are the patterns that are beneficial or not beneficial that you can change? For instance, if you've had a series of lifetimes where you were a victim, either killed on a battlefield or you were a slave or a woman in a very wealthy environment where you couldn't breathe literally because of what you were wearing, but also you couldn't move because of society expectations, you were a victim. If you come into this lifetime and you're given the life of a victim when you were very young, as you go through, you have a choice of either staying there or becoming a hero. And if you stay as a victim, then that's the pattern you brought in with you. So you have to do something about it. You have to become a hero. Otherwise, you're going to come back again as a victim.
Okay. And in terms of making this more of a current state of reality, is there anything you see as the things that we're going through? There's a whole lot of chaos happening right now. Do you see people reacting or reenacting some of this karma to get it out of the way forever?
Well, I think what's happening is people are choosing. They're either going into the heaven or the hell. They're choosing. They're either saying, "This is appalling. This is disgusting. How can I make an impact on this? Can I?" And they choose kindness. They choose awareness. Or they go into it and let that dark part of them, the fear, or even the nasty attitude, come through. Again, each person makes a choice. But wherever we are, in whatever circumstances, we do get a choice on how to behave.
When you're working with your clients, or mm-hmm. at this point, what is the most common element?
Relationships and a feeling of being stuck. So people will come in and say things like, "How come I always choose losers?" Or they'll come in and say, "I'm stuck. I don't know. I can't move forward. I'm not really happy in my relationship. I'm not happy at work, and I don't know what's going on. Can you help me?" And we go back to the beginning of values, of are they living their values? And that goes for both cases, both relationships and the lifestyle.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break here. My guest, Georgina Cannon, internationally known as a consulting hypnotherapist, and so in other words, if you want a session, you can chat with her, connect, find out more at georginacannon.com. But I want to come back and talk about, there's a thing I think is fascinating, the interlife. I've read about this in some of the other accounts, but
right.
I do think that would be fun. So if Georgina, if you can hang on, we're going to do some business.
Sure.
Okay. All right. And if you're listening again, if you miss anything, wendyscoffeehouse.com. Got some announcements maybe coming up in the next show or two. But for right now, be sure and follow along Wendy's Coffee House Blogspot, because I'll update you on any changes. Cool. Changes in the show. Uh-huh. Yeah. Grab the coffee or the tea. This morning it's coffee. Thank you, Cody Lee. We appreciate it. I'm waking up even more. Back with more of Wendy's Coffee House in just a few.
Back in time and celebrate an old-fashioned Christmas in historic Weston, Missouri. Enjoy festively decorated restaurants and shops as you discover beautiful handmade gifts from local artists and unique one-of-a-kind items for everyone on your nice list. Slow down and enjoy a peaceful holiday in Weston. Father Christmas greets children each weekend through Christmas Eve. Visit westonmo.com or download the new Weston mobile app for holiday hours and our special events calendar. There's no place like Weston for the holidays. Give a gift that helps feed a city. The Giving Grove helps communities grow, harvest, and share healthy food by planting fruit trees, nuts, and berries at local Kansas City schools, churches, and in low-income underserved neighborhoods. To date, the Giving Grove has planted nearly 1,500 fruit and nut trees, which will provide over 180 tons of fresh food each year over the life of these trees. You can help by planting a tree. A donation of $50 pays for the trees.
CBS News Update. San Bernardino, California paused to remember those targeted in a terror attack a year ago.
Today, we are here to commemorate the 14 people who tragically lost their lives a year ago and all those who were injured by those tragic events.
Lavinia Johnson's with the Inland Regional Center, where the attack took place at a holiday luncheon last year. A couple inspired by ISIS opened fire, and later that husband and wife were shot dead by law enforcement. Police Chief Gerard Burquan spoke at the gathering at Cal State University San Bernardino.
We can rise up. We can be better. And we can show the world that this event will not define us, it will not control us, and it will not
Celebrate the holidays in Weston. Start your holiday season off right with Weston's Candlelight Homes Tour, December 2nd through the 4th. Downtown street lamps glow, luminaries light the streets to the historic tour homes, and Weston's Father Christmas is on hand to greet visitors. Tour homes are within easy walking distance of downtown, so you'll have plenty of time for holiday shopping in the unique, one-of-a-kind shops. Tickets are limited. Visit westonmo.com or download the new Weston mobile app for more information. Happy holidays from Weston.
Goats may have discovered its magical benefits first, but we humans got on quick. Imported directly from the source, Revo Cup boasts authentic Ethiopian coffee beans hand-picked and naturally dried by the sun. Single-origin coffee beans gathered by Ethiopian families, expertly ground and brewed at Revo Cup. Isn't it time you experienced coffee as it was originally intended? Visit Revo Cup at College in Quivira and Revo Cup South 135th in Quivira.
Stop being drained by energy vampires. A full energy audit from Eric's Energy will expose the pesky problems plaguing your home. Weatherization, insulation, and other energy-saving technologies installed by experienced, reliable technicians will drive a stake through the heart of what's tormenting you. Call 816-537-5100 or visit us at ericsenergy.com. 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 Garlic optional.
When a nightlight speaks and only you can understand it, do you listen? Or pretend that your imagination is merely playing tricks? Talking to Nightlights is a revitalizing spiritual guide that follows a woman's inspirational journey to learn the power that can be harnessed by losing fear and suspending disbelief. Available now on Kindle and paperback at Amazon.com.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Why don't you talk into the microphone? I got a backup mic right here. Check, 1, 2. Testing, testing.
KCMO, Kansas City.
I think I'm on the air. I have an invisible person in the other room, so I'm going to go ahead and take charge of this all by myself. You're listening to Wendy's Coffee House on Talk Radio KCMO and on the podcast, wendyscoffeehouse.com. It's Audio Boom. My guest, Georgina Cannon. Sorry. Gave her a whole new name. That must have been a past life. Hey, Georgina, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Okay. I knew I had to wait for the click there. All right. Back into this, the interlife. And does the name Regina mean anything to you?
No.
Okay,
no.
Darn. I was hoping maybe it was a past life.
No.
You know, people remember their name from past, sometimes.
Absolutely, yes.
Sometimes they do. And my friend was saying something about, and they always remember somebody super important from the past life, like a queen or a king or, you know, a court jester. But I wanted to get into the interlife where there's in between. What is that like?
Well, it's pure soul. It's like going home, and it's awe-inspiring. And many people just weep out of joy when they take the journey. They just overflow with joy. And you are literally going to meet your soul circle, the people that travel with you from lifetime to lifetime. And you meet your guide. You sometimes find out the name of your guide, if you don't already know it. And you find out your own soul name and color, so soul color. And you get to meet your soul mates, your soul circle. And from there, you can go to the laboratory where you learn to manage your energy differently in this lifetime, or the library where you learn about past lives and learnings and wisdoms. And then from there, you can go to the council, the wise elders. And this is extraordinary. Even though I ask clients to write down some questions that they may have of the council, sometimes what the council gives you is much more profound than you ever believed. And from there, you find out your life purpose for sure. And then from there, you go to the place where you choose your body in this lifetime. And that's fun. That's sort of like trying on costume almost.
Getting a new car.
So you get to decide and see what type of person and where you want to be, which type of body, color, sex, size, gender. When I asked about my body and asked why I chose the one I'm in, because I was sort of hoping to get something that was tall and slim with long blonde hair.
A trendy model, yes.
A trendy model. I was told it's because it's serviceable and it will do you well.
That's annoying, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, very annoying and very unsexy, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I've asked, they said, don't worry about the weight. I'm like, oh, crud. But then again, you can eat more coffee cake.
Could. Yes, indeed.
Without any guilt. It's like, okay, fine. Settle.
But if they want it, if you've got to stay healthy because you've got lots of work to do for a long time, then you need a serviceable model, right? Not a sexy convertible. You need serviceable, hardworking model. Fortunately, that's what I got.
Well, I'm glad, okay, because it works very well, and you have a tremendous following and some wonderful advice. And I think in terms of dealing with these kinds of thoughts and ideas and in some way, shape, or form, creative elements, it gives you freedom to work outside the box instead of feeling like you are, as you said, stuck when people come into you. It gives them a different way of basically patterning or reframing. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about color, when people identify a soul color, what is that like?
Well, if you think of it, we're energy. And energy in is just molecules that are vibrating against each other and different frequencies. They show up as light, and at a different frequency they show up as sound, and another frequency they show up as color. So it's where we are in the evolution of soul that changes our color. And there's been no hard and fast research done on this. There's been plenty of opinion. But white is the best color in a way because it contains all the other colors. And pink is supposedly represents love and kindness and gentleness, and purple represents mystery, and red is energy, earthly energy, and yellow is earthly intellect. So again, this is just opinion. We don't have any hard and fast. And as a journalist, I'm very cynical. I'm very cynical. So I want proof of this. But certainly it seems to pay forward. In other words, once people get a sense of where their soul is, they have something to work with, and it gets them excited.
When you do you see a tendency to see certain types of people, or is it all across the board?
It's across the board, interesting enough. And even people who don't come in for a past life, for instance, may slip into a past life. So if they come in because they are going abroad or going to travel, and they're going with their family on a cruise and they're terrified of water, can I help them get rid of the fear of water? And I can do that usually in one session in hypnosis. But sometimes they slip into a past life as the genesis of the fear of water. So then we just take it and go through the process. Sometimes it's to do with the atmosphere around certain people. They might meet someone and for no reason at all get a feeling in their gut that they don't trust them.
Mm-hmm.
That sometimes comes from a past life. Not always, but sometimes, because we're much more attuned to picking up signals than we know. And we're still animals, we're still very primal, so that we have these highly tuned senses, and most of the time we ignore them. But if we listen to them, we live a much better life, generally speaking.
Okay, so when people are having these experiences and feeling a premonition or something, you know, a disconnect...
Yeah. Listen to her.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I think sometimes that's that gut is your best barometer.
It is, absolutely. And science has now found out what we have always known, that the gut has a brain also of its own. It has brain cells. It has recognition. So that when we feel it, listen to it. Take note of it. And I don't know if you've ever walked into a building and you felt, or walked into someone's home and you can feel that there's been discord in that home. You can feel it. They've either just had an argument or it's an unhappy place. We know. It's just most of the time we ignore it.
Well, and spaces like that have energy too, especially if there have been a horrific crime or something happening, or a positive, a super positive. That energy
yes,
is like indeed. A residue.
Indeed. But it doesn't have to be that big. It can be over time. If there's an unhappy atmosphere in the house, it permeates everything. And by the way, I remind my clients that because we carry so much energy, everything you touch and every person you touch carries a piece of your energy. Right? So we leave our handprint and our fingerprints and our heart prints on everything we touch.
I have a question in terms of pets. Has anybody remembered a past life as an animal?
Yes, many times. And usually the soul takes you there because it's a lesson you need to learn from that animal. For instance, one of my clients was a naturopathic doctor and was wondering whether he wanted to stay in that field. And he went into one life as some sort of Middle Eastern royalty and had a very nice life. And then as we took him into a second life in that session, he kept saying, "I feel so hungry." And I kept saying to him, "What are you wearing? What's on your feet?" Expecting him to say that he had bare feet. And he said, "I don't have any feet."
Okay.
So I said, "Well, where are you?" And he said, "I don't know, but I'm really hungry and I'm looking at this bird." And it turned out he was a snake.
Oh!
And the lesson he had to learn from that being in that body was to shed your skin and start afresh.
Oh, wow.
There's no way you can make that stuff up.
Oh, that's a beautiful analogy.
Yeah.
Well, I remember first getting into some of this and the transmigration of soul stuff, because I do have memories of, you know, of being a different form and looking down in, you know, dreams or visions or remembering. And it's just an amazing thing because it feels so real.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you breathe differently. You see differently, particularly if you take on the body of a wolf or a wild cat of some sort. You see differently. You interact with nature very differently.
When you're dealing with people, have you ever had a difficult case and they were stuck and weren't able to, you know, break the cycle?
Break the cycle of what?
Of their whatever their current issue is, and it's like reoccurring issue in terms of relationships or...
Well, sometimes. If it's relationships, it's usually about not knowing themselves, because all relationships start with ourselves. And that's exactly the basis of the third circle. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
We need to understand ourselves. The most important relationship we can have is with ourselves. We need to understand what our values are. Are we living them? Are we living our values? Or are we just talking about them? Are we living our priorities? What do we absolutely need and want from every relationship we have, whether it be a lover or a boss or a family? What do we need? What are the bottom line four or five things we need? Is it integrity? Is it kindness? Is it laughter? What is it? And until we know those things about ourselves, we're going to keep making mistakes with relationships, particularly around values.
Oh,
we
boy.
We have to live our values.
Okay, see, that's what this whole thing right now is, a challenge. to get people to own and identify and home in on some values. We got to take a break, okay?
Sure.
All right. So I'm wanting to find out a little bit more about how, if right now what's going on, our past lives are coming into play to help us create maybe a more reflective future for positive growth. And there's a lot of stuff happening that people are up in the air and concerned and anxious. Not that it's just about Christmas and what you're going to get, but maybe a little bit of that too. It's that time of year. So it's perfect timing. And the Third Circle Protocol, we'll talk a little bit about that and where that might be able to help you identify a few of your issues and get over a few hurdles.
Absolutely.
All right. Next on Wendy's Coffee House.
Mistletoe and holly and poinsettia are all poisonous to your pets. If your furry swallows these plants, get them to Rock Hill Pet Clinic in Brookside. Rock Hill Pet is a full-service small animal hospital with in-house lab services, digital radiology and ultrasound, even progressive techniques like laser therapy and acupuncture, all to help provide your pet with a happier, longer life. For the safety of your pets, keep pine needles picked up and don't let your pet drink water from the tree stand. Contact Rock Hill Pet Clinic at 816-333-0973 or visit rockhillpetclinic.com.
Hey, baseball and softball moms and dads. Want to help your superstar stay in the game? BTL Academy just opened a brand new training and development center in Shawnee. Open to individuals and teams, the 17,000 square foot indoor facility boasts a regulation-sized turf infield, plus plenty of room for hitting and long toss. Coaches know it takes year-round training to be an accomplished athlete. Check btlacademy.com for a complete listing of skill camps, clinics, and indoor leagues. Compete in the BTL Indoor 6-on-6 Baseball or Softball League. Hitting, pitching, catching, and fielding. BTL private instructors are available to help players hone their skills and overcome any weaknesses in their game. In today's youth sports environment, there is no off-season. BTLacademy.com, because the game is played between the lines.
Stressed out and need a little bit of a timeout? You've heard me talk about Floating KC before, but I want to give you some more details. If you're thinking it might be a little tank and you're worried about being claustrophobic, no, that isn't the way this works. These are float rooms, zero gravity float rooms. You can check it out. They're in Waldo in Kansas City, and find out more at floatingkc.com. Overstressed, need a little extra TLC, relaxation, no interruptions, no sounds, completely, totally stress-free. Try Floating KC.
Unchain, unwind at Rico's for lunch. Enjoy classic, tasteful Italian cuisine in a unique hideaway at the southeast quarter of College in Quivira. Ask about our daily lunch specials or enjoy a wood-fired pizza with a specialty salad. Our delicious lunch menu is complemented by a global wine selection, including 25 varietals served by the glass. Full menu featured at ricoskc.com. Join us for lunch weekdays at Rico's.
Wendy's Coffee House, 6 a.m. Saturday mornings on Talk Radio KCMO. Shows in the archives now include Doug Hayes. He survived an incredible accident that left him paralyzed from the neck down. He survived, recovered full mobility, and an ability to heal. Jeffrey Mishloff, the PK man. Ted Owens is deceased, but the legacy he left behind is incredible. Did he have extraordinary PK powers? The PK man. Ted Owens, Jeffrey Mishloff, that show also in the archives. Check them out at wendyscoffeehouse.com.
FM 103.7 and AM 710.
It's outrageous. Shame on you.
KCMO, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Hi there, it's Wendy's Coffee House, and just a chance to reconnect with what we're doing today. Past life issues are part of it, but current issues. The Third Circle Protocol, the book coming out from Georgina Cannon, is on. I've got the review copy, so it's still like hot off the press. And I wanted to get into the past life and the soulmate issues because I think that sets the tone for how you work in terms of healing on this level. And thank you. I appreciate that the time frame for this early for a lot of us. So I appreciate you being able to be fresh and awake.
You're welcome.
So when you're dealing with issues and it's a recurring thing, what is the other element that comes into this with spirit guides, that in-between state that you bring back into it? Can you help people fine-tune and bring that closer to the surface?
If they have a pattern I do two things. First of all, I find out if it's a family pattern, because sometimes I do a DNA regression as well, as well as a spiritual regression. So if it's a family pattern, for instance, if they have a pattern of always being negative, so nothing is right, it's going to rain today, it's, you know, that person's no good, or have you seen how they walk, everything's negative, then I want to know if they grew up in that environment and if they can see it. Because like a fish in water, you don't know you're in the water until you take the fish out. So they don't even realize that they're in that environment because it's their norm. It's who they are and how they've grown up. So I want to know a lot more about that. And then if they are different from the rest of the family and they're the only people that seem to be in this predicament, then I start looking to see what happened in their early life, if there was any trauma. Because I don't automatically assume that it's spiritual. We do everything. We look at all angles to make sure that we find the trigger that started this issue. And otherwise, we do, you know, some people do what I call a spiritual bypass, which blames everything on karma. And I find that sort of funny, because we're not blaming a mother or blaming our teacher or blaming, you know, the president. We're blaming karma. So most of the time, we have to take responsibility for ourselves.
Yeah.
And own it, and because we're the only people that can make the change. So even if it's karma, you can choose something different.
Well,
that's where I start.
Okay, so that would be the ever-present now of this.
Yes.
Is what's happening. This is where you're manifesting. So get out.
Yes.
Of the crutch of saying, well, somebody else made me do it.
That's right, or something else made me do it, right. So I say to them, are you living your story or are you living your life? You get to choose.
Okay.
And that for a lot of people is quite surprising.
I think it's more of a freeing, liberating kind of thing of, okay, rephrase this and rewind and then come back with a different you.
That's right. And most people are a little scared because it's a responsibility. You know, when you can't blame anybody else and you suddenly realize you own it, then it changes the whole texture. It makes it richer, for sure, but also just a little scary because you can't fall back on blaming mom or dad or family or karma or past life.
When you look at the big picture of what people are incarnating into,
mm-hmm.
are there cues and clues about the future, or is this all past?
Well, if they bring in patterns, and let's remember here, too, that we are mostly only working with Northern European people who either live here, if they come from another part of the world, they either live here because that's who our clients are. We don't work with people, by and large, doing this work in the Sudan or in Ethiopia or even in China.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very narrow view. We're very Eurocentric in a way, and we have to take that into consideration as well. However, we do know that whatever the situation, people get to choose how they behave. So even in the worst of times, in the concentration camps or in Sarajevo, there were people who stepped forward and mm-hmm. became champions, and there were people who took the opposite extreme and stole the food and pushed people out the way, you know. So we can become who we want to become in any situation.
You've done this work long enough to have had a few experiences yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything extraordinary that stands out?
I have. One of my favorite stories is a client story who came in asking me to help her remember who she was. I first got a call from my husband saying that my wife wants to find something. Can you help her? And I said, yeah, sure. We do that through hypnosis. When she came in, she explained her story, that she'd been found at age 17 sitting on a park bench. At least she thought she was 17. And she had no memory of who she was and no identity on her at all. And she got frightened. And she didn't know the city. She was in Toronto. She didn't know the city. She didn't know where she was. And a woman stopped and helped her and took her home. They phoned the police, and police had no record of anybody missing. They phoned the hospitals, nothing. She stayed with this woman for 3 weeks, and they gave her a name. She chose a name for herself. And she started working at the local Arthur Murray Dance School because she knew she could dance. But she still had no idea who she was, so she made up a name and lived this new life. And there she met her husband. And the two of them had been married now. She was 60. They met when she was 17. So they've been married all this time. And he's the only person that knew her story. But they weren't allowed to travel. They couldn't go anywhere because she had no papers. And fortunately, she stayed healthy, so she didn't really need any health care, except from a chiropractor who was very kind and treated her. So she came to see me because she was having heart surgery, and she just wanted to know if she could find out who she was. So I regressed her back, and at age 12, she came out of hypnosis in panic and said, I don't want to do this. I said, fine, okay. We won't do this. I certainly don't want you to panic. So why don't we go into hypnosis? And I put her into hypnosis and helped her get ready for surgery, help the body get ready for surgery and the energy field get ready for invasion. Then she came back shortly after surgery because she'd healed so quickly and said, I really want to do this now. I want to find out who I am. So I said, I'm going to do something very different. Are you okay with that? And she said, sure. So we bypassed the regression and went back beyond the womb and entered the womb. From the back end, if you like, as spirit. And within seconds, she got her father's name and that she was one of six children. And she brought herself out of hypnosis. She was so excited. And she ran out into the waiting room and told her husband, and the both of them left in a hurry. Now, you have to remember, all this happened before the Internet.
Yeah.
This happened 20 years ago. And the husband had been working with Interpol, and they'd hired private detectives, but they had nothing to go on. So within a couple of weeks, I had an email from her saying, you have to see this. And it was an email that she got from a woman who said, I think you're the sister we've been looking for. This is who we are, chat, chat, chat. And they decided to come to Toronto to meet. And they invited me for brunch. So I went to the restaurant to meet them for brunch, and I could have picked her out of the crowd. They were like two bookends, these two sisters.
See, that's phenomenal.
I mean, it changed her life. She then went to the American Embassy. Oh, she came from North Carolina. She went to the American Embassy, got her papers. She went to Canadian consulate and got her passport, Canadian passport. And now she's traveling. And for the first couple of years, everywhere she went, she'd send me a card or an email, depending on where we were in the history of Internet. She just has now got this huge family.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and an identity.
An identity, yeah.
Which is fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to let you go. I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for the information. Now, if you're listening, you can check out the website, GeorginaCannon.com, and find out more, even book a session if you'd like, the whole nine yards. But the new book coming out, The Third Circle Protocol, you'll be caught up with everything. Check out the other books as well on her website. And thank you. If you miss anything on the show, go to wendyscoffeehouse.com, and there'll be the downloads for the past shows and future shows. And till then, stay curious. See ya, Wendy's Coffeehouse.